Hey there, YouTube. Brian1980 here, welcoming you to the latest Let's Play, this time for the first and only true RPG for the blind, Entombed, developed by Driftwood Software. This game was originally developed in 2008, and then it was released in December of 2009. Probably the most complex, or one of the most complex audio games out there. And quite a few people have been asking me for this, and, well, since I love the game, I figured, why the heck not? So, we're going to hit enter, and we're going to listen to the intro. There we go. Yeah, I'm going to turn my screen off.
The legend tells of a city lost beneath the sand. Crimson walls adorned with the rarest gems. Polished floors reflected sunlight streaming through open windows. A princess's beauty so complete it inspired the founding of an entire kingdom. But these things led to pride, jealousy, and war. Driftwood Software presents a game by Jason Allen. Even a grand civilization cannot endure while the blood of its citizens pours from its foundation.
I love the music here.
Suddenly,
by the way.
And violently, it came to an end. One fateful night, its conquerors parading survivors around the once great kingdom before silencing them forever. It is said that the grief of the gods swelled the oceans and rivers with their tears. Mountains which had stood for millennia parted, and the oceans washed away the envy that had consumed them. That was long ago, practically forgotten, until damp passageways were discovered in the craggy foothills lining the ocean. Rumors stirred, and many believed that these led to the Lost Kingdom and its riches. Over the centuries, brave explorers, royalty and peasants alike, all tried to discover the passage's source. As fewer and fewer returned, the ordeal, once considered noble and righteous, twisted to a form of punishment. For those who find themselves here, they will surely perish. The dungeon bends only to the will of the gods, and the gods do not find favor in any soul trespassing on their sacred ground. Rest well. For this night will be your last.
There you have it.
Welcome to Entombed version 1.02 Jules. Please see wiki.blind-games.com for documentation on this version. Main menu. Start
okay,
new game.
Okay, now, first of all, I think it means 1.02J, not 1.02 Jules, but that's just... I'm going to turn the...
Character creation.
Please
type the character's given name.
Hang on a second here.
Main menu. Start new game.
Oh, come on. Game? Of course, it decides to...
Exit. View my unlock. View my best.
Okay. Here we
go. Start new.
Yeah, we're on the main menu here, and of course we have start new game, which is pretty self-explanatory.
Load existing game.
Load existing game. Again, probably shouldn't need to explain that.
Read latest news.
Read latest news lets you check on, news in the game, for updates, things like that.
View Best Adventures Worldwide.
View Best Adventures Worldwide is basically high scores. Worldwide high scores, mind you. You can see other people's adventures.
View My Best Adventures.
View My Best Adventures, of course, is just, I believe it's your 10 best scores.
View My Unlocked Key Items.
View your unlocked key items. Now, this lets you see the various key items that you unlock, which in this game it consists of jobs and races. And when you unlock a new job or a race, you get a card associated with that job or race. And this is where you can look at them.
Goblin card. A mysterious card depicting a smirking goblin holding a golden chalice laden with jewels. Goblin card. Crystal card. A colorful card depicting a wall of transparent glass filled with smoke. Crystal card.
And, yeah.
Sapphire card. A deep blue shimmering card whispering secrets. Sapphire card. Nature card. A forest green hue card adorned with vibrant vines clutching an old staff. Return to main menu.
Yeah, so those are the
change
key items that I have. Now, change preferences, pretty self-explanatory. This lets you change various settings in the game.
Account maintenance.
Account maintenance is, well, this game uses an online registration system, which means that when you buy the game, you don't receive an email with an unlock code, which is, you know, how a lot of audio games are registered. And instead, what you do is you create an account, which you do within the game, and then you purchase the game, or you purchase the game first, and then create an account, whichever you decide to do. And once you purchase your game and create your account, what you do, and you should use the same email address for your account that you used when you purchased the game, because it simplifies it. Obviously, you wouldn't want to do this if you're buying the game as a gift for someone, which I believe you can do. But what you do, is you buy the game, and then, you wait a few minutes or so. The game costs $40, and you pay with PayPal, although I think there are other options, if I remember right, if you don't have a PayPal account. But what you do is, once you've bought the game and waited, a few minutes, not very long, you boot up the game again, and you log into your account with the email address and password. And what the game does then is it will search to see if there is a license associated with the email address or the account. And when it finds that, it will automatically unlock the full game. And so there's no need to, if you get a new computer or your computer crashes, there's no need to email Jason to say, hey, can I get a new unlock code? All you gotta do is re-download the game, install it, log into your account, and voila, you're registered. Now, what the account maintenance option is for is, let's say you forgot your password, you can reset it. Or if you know your current password but you just want to change it, you can do that also.
Exit.
Pretty self-explanatory. Now, if you're playing the demo of the game, after exit, you would see an option for upgrade Entombed to the full version. This is where you would go to actually purchase the game and or log into your account. That's pretty self-explanatory. We're going to start a new game here.
Start new game. Character creation. Please type the character's given name.
And I'm going to be nostalgic and name my character after somebody from the Shannara novels, or Shannara, as I've also heard it pronounced.
Now enter the character's family name. This character's name is Renny Lesidil. Is this okay?
Yes, Renny Lesidil from the Heritage of Shannara.
Is Renny Lesidil a male or female? Choose your race. Human.
Now, this is where the game gets really complex in a way, because obviously the combination of races and jobs are pretty near endless. So here we're going to talk about the races. We have human. Now, not all of these races are available right away, although most of the ones that I have are. Humans are very average in every way. Average intelligence, strength, creativity, coordination, blah, 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 what have you. Coordination affects how accurate you are with your attacks. Intelligence affects how effectively you wield magic. The higher your intelligence, the more damage you'll cause with magic. So humans are pretty average. They have the most, the access to the most jobs. So they're a pretty versatile character.
Goblins.
Now this is not a race that's available from the start. You have to unlock it. Although you can unlock them from the, even in the demo. All you have to do is kill goblins until you find a goblin card. And yes, that's a spoiler. Once you pick that up, you will be able to play as the goblin races. Now, goblins are, you definitely, when you're first starting out, you don't want to play as a goblin, because they are very weak, they're not very intelligent, so they can be very, well, let's just say if you really want challenge, you'll have that when you play as a goblin.
Elves
are smaller in size than humans, they're also not very strong, physically, so you may not necessarily want an elven fighter, although they can. Now, not every race has access to every job. So, elves, you won't see any elvish assassins because they're very proud, and I guess the assassin is not a dignified enough job for them, or it's beneath, you know, it goes against their nature, what have you.
Half-elf.
Half-elf is kind of a combination of the human and elf. It has the human's versatility, but some of the elves' agility. They're not quite as smart as a full elf.
Ogre.
Ogres are extremely slow, extremely stupid, but extremely strong. They can be physical powerhouses.
Gnomes
are... they're not really, they're not that strong, nor are they very creative. They're kind of average. I'm not familiar with all the races and jobs. I could just give you the general.
Dwarves
are smaller than humans, but they're stronger. They're not as intelligent as, like, elves, things like that, so they won't grow. I mean, they can wield magic, but they won't do as much damage with it as even an elf probably would.
Halflings
are an interesting race. They're strong, but they're small, so you're not going to see a halfling wielding a huge broadsword. Things like that, so, but they can be pretty useful.
Half-orc.
I'm not entirely sure about the half-orcs. They're definitely strong. Like I said, I don't know, you know, I don't know if it's what the other half is, although it's kind of interesting. But yeah, they can, a lot of these races, like I said, they don't have access to as many jobs. I probably should go over that, but I don't know right off the top of my head all the jobs that a given race would have access to. Humans have access to most. Now, I should point out that shamans or goblins have access. Goblins and other monster races, which would include the orc and the oak. Well, you can't play as a full orc, I don't think. At least not as far as I know. But like the ogre and the goblin, and another race which has to be unlocked, the ratkin, they have access to the shaman job, which for some reason I don't know why humans and elves can't play as shamans, but oh well. But the shaman job is a kind of like a healer. But anyway,
fairy.
Now, the fairy is another job you don't want to start out with when you're first playing, because extremely weak. Their hit points are extremely low, which means they will die easily from just about anything that hits them. But their magic, well, of course, that stands to reason, because generally speaking, in every branch of mythology, whatever, that I have heard of that includes them, fairies are always magical. So fairies, if you can keep them alive long enough, their magic points will be, like... Now, the fairy only has access to three jobs.
Choose your job. Mage, healer, trickster.
Mage, healer, and trickster. Now, this is another... Canceled. The trickster job...
Goblin, elf.
...is another job that is only available to certain races, usually monster races. Or, you know, the less humanoid races. But the trickster, is... They have some interesting abilities. They have the... I believe they have the hide ability, which I'll talk about later. They also have the polymorph ability. Oh, and I think the shaman... Well, I'll talk about that more, but the trickster... Well, yeah, we're going to do...
Got elf.
We're going to choose an elf, because the character of Ren Alessida was an elf.
Choose your job, fighter.
And now we're going to really discuss the jobs. The fighter job is basically a purely melee-based job. They do have magic points, but because the fighter is a more physical job class, they're not going to grow very much in the magical department. They may not increase... they won't gain many magic points, if any, as they gain levels. You may not want to use a human or an elf as a fighter. You can, it's up to you, but I personally wouldn't.
Mage
is... Their magic is pretty much all offensive. They have... Well, except they have three spells that they start with at the beginning of the game. They have Grow, Shrink, and Firebolt. And when you increase their levels, which I'll talk about that later, that will increase their effectiveness. Personally, it's not one of my favorite job classes, but they can be useful.
Healer.
Now, the healer is the, well, healer. They have the heal spell, then they have the reattach spell, which reattach, you know, because in this game, you can lose arms, legs, feet, hands, heads, although if you lose your head, you die, or if your head takes enough damage and becomes mangled, you die. But when you reattach, when you lose... like a hand or an arm, whatever, you can reattach it if you have a healer. They also have the harm spell, which is their one combat spell, which can be quite useful, actually.
Thief
is a pretty neat job because they can hide, and they can also pick locks. The slight drawback is that the thief, and you would think he would have this ability, you would think that the thief would would be able to figure out where hidden items were. But alas, the thief cannot do this. So you need another job.
Ranger.
Now the ranger is a... Well, think Aragorn from Lord of the Rings, except for in this case... they're an archery-based job class, which means if you have an elf, elves, because elves are excellent archers because their coordination is a lot higher than, like, a human, so, yeah, you would probably, you might have, like, an elven ranger. But yeah, the ranger is, like I said, they have most of their abilities are based on archery.
Necromancer.
Necromancer is one of my favorite job classes. Necromancers have power over the dead. They also have one of the best combat spells in the game, Ice Blast. So, that's probably the job I will be picking.
Mode.
Let's see what.
Stop recording video. Photo and video viewer. Elapsed time. 19 minutes, 34 seconds.
Yeah, I'm checking my time here. I'm recording this on my iPhone, as usual.
19
anyway.
Minutes, 40 seconds. Viewfinder.
Yeah, there we go.
Image. Elapsed time. Stop recording. Mode.
I'm going to switch that.
Dimmed. Button. switches camera mode to photo.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, the Necromancer, I mean, they also have the summon bones spell, which you can summon a skeleton from a fallen monster, although each Necromancer can only control one creature at a time. But they also have the Banish Undead spell, which will... you can use it on anything, but it's particularly effective against undead, especially once you level it up. But yeah, that's the Necromancer job.
Adventurer.
The Adventurer job is an interesting job, because the Adventurer, their primary weapon is the whip, and they also have the Sense Secrets ability, which... I don't remember if they have the Lockpick ability also, but... That's where if you had an adventurer and you get up to level 2 and you can choose a secondary job, you might want to make him an adventurer thief, because then you have both abilities in one character. But yeah, they're an interesting job class, because you have to they're an unlockable job. You have to combine two jobs. You have to combine the thief and the wanderer. So anyway, that's what the adventurer. I mean, they have other some other abilities that I'm not entirely familiar with.
Druid.
Now there's the druid job, which is another unlockable. You need the ranger / healer job combination to unlock the druid job. Now the druid has several interesting abilities. They have regeneration, which will cause one character's party hit points to regenerate. And I believe the higher you level that spell up, the longer you regenerate and the more you regenerate, which can be useful against some bosses. They also have the reincarnate spell, which is one of only a few ways to get a character back if they die. And that's one thing I don't like about this game, is that there's no way to actually revive a fallen character. And just so you know, right now, I don't like to lose characters, so there may be times where I reload a save just to avoid that. Fair warning, that's just me. I'm just not, especially in, you know, a game as long and complex as this, I'm just not the type of person who can cut his losses and go down, especially with some of those bosses. But the reincarnate spell will bring a character back. The problem is... though you never know what they're going to come back as, which can be kind of annoying if they come back as, say, a dungeon creep. They also have the lightning spell, which can be quite useful, especially at higher levels, because it can hit all enemies. It does what's called arcing, and the higher you level it up, the more likely it is that it will arc. Now, you have to be careful of that, though, because if you kill a monster, or if one of your own party dies, and you cast lightning after that, there's a chance that the lightning will arc to the corpse, or corpses, and reanimate them as zombies. And unfortunately, once reanimated as a zombie, that character, even if it was a party member of yours to begin with, let's just say it won't be pretty, because they won't be friends.
Bard.
Now, the Bard is another interesting class, and it's not fully developed, because the Bard has the, song ability. And they have several songs. They have the Mending Song, which is a regeneration, I think it regenerates the entire party, but I forget if that's right. Then they have the Sleep Song or the Requiem. I forget what it is, but it puts someone to sleep, which sleep is an interesting status ailment in this game. I'll talk about that later. And they have a few other songs that increase attack power and whatnot.
Monk
is just like in Final Fantasy games. They're martial artists. That's what their skills are geared towards. They have the unarmed skill, which, as it sounds, you fight unarmed. They have the iron skin ability, which decreases your damage that you take from attacks, and, you know, that increases, you know, as you level that skill up. They also have some abilities to break limbs, take down, whatever you call it, which would... I think it basically, it's supposed to instantly kill, or an attempt to instantly kill an enemy.
Paladin.
Now, the Paladin is kind of an interesting job class, because they're kind of a combination warrior-healer. They have the heal spell, but they can't level it up to the max of 5. They also have the smite ability, which enchants your weapon with the holy element. I haven't found that to be very useful. They also have the protect ability, which is just like Cecil from Final Fantasy IV, if you're familiar with that game. When he became a paladin, the protect ability lets you protect a weaker party member, but you will take more damage. I think the higher your skill level in that area means the more damage you can take.
Fighter.
And we're back to the fighter. Now, there are other jobs. There's the assassin job, which elves will not... elves don't have access to, as I said earlier. And the assassin job is one of my favorites. Because they have the hide ability, which the thief does, and then they have a sneak attack ability, which, unlike the thief, because the thief also has it, the assassin can actually get the maximum use out of it. But they can use... Now, a fighter-assassin is a good combination, because they can use a lot of the different types of weapons, you know, that a fighter can, but they have the assassin's abilities of hide, sneak attack, whatnot. Another one of my favorites. I'm going to go use a necromancer.
Healer, thief, ranger, necromancer.
And I don't know if I'm going to give her a secondary job. I might. You never know. But we'll see. We're going to press enter, and we're going to start the game. But you'll have to wait till next time to actually begin the adventure.
Starting new game. Will raise the centuries-old duke as a personal slave and or guard. For this reason, the dungeon is your new home. Your adventure
has
begun.
But what awaits us in the dungeon? Well, tune in next time to find out.
Mode. Stop recording video.